The Centenario Stadium in Montevideo hosted the first ever World Cup final in 1930, with host Uruguay becoming the first world champions. Now Uruguay is teaming up with Argentina, Paraguay and Chile to host the 2030 World Cup, so that 100 years on, they can bring the tournament home.
It will be the jubilee, the celebration of 100 years in the place where it all began, where they had the guts, the bravery, the courage, the intelligence and the effort to start things up.
The unprecedented four-country bid is called Juntos 2030, which means Together 2030. All of the countries except Paraguay have previously hosted the tournament individually. They've been working for more than 3 years to get this bid off the ground, alongside South America's football governing body, CONMEBOL.
With this joint bid marking 100 years, we believe that it is very important and deserving that the world recognizes that South America has contributed and continues to contribute to world football.
If successful, the tournament could not be more different to the one held a century ago. In 1930, there were only 13 teams, and the whole thing was played in the same city, in just three stadiums. In 2030, there will be 48 teams, with around 15 stadiums used across the four countries. FIFA expect a decision on the hosting rights within 2 years, but there will be competition. Romania, Greece, Bulgaria and Serbia are also lining up a four-country bid. There's a joint bid from Spain and Portugal, and Morocco is trying to become the second African country to host. The tournament is still 8 years away, though, while Qatar 2022, the first World Cup in the Middle East, is now just 110 days away. And then it'll be the turn of the US, Canada and Mexico to host in 2026, the biggest World Cup to date, with 48 teams held across three countries. David Stokes, Al Jazeera.